We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Sure. Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good
having
morning.
Me. Good morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I am your host, CJ Squim. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and colorful fluid.
Oh yeah, I'm going next, huh? I keep forgetting.
You're so retarded. You're so bad at this.
Andre?
I'm Andre.
Okay,
my pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as a Miami Mint geek bar.
And this week, sadly, we are back to square one, so we will never succeed. Go ahead and
hi guys,
reintroduce yourself.
Fuck you, I'm back, guys. Back to We Are Douchebags, you know, the one that only mattered, the star of the show, and it's good to be back here with everyone, I guess.
You weren't the star of the show, first of all. It's like you said, it's my show, right?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but, you know, other people can be stars on other people's show. I mean, look at Ariana Grande. She became the star
of the
show.
Not very humble, man.
She only became the number one star because pedophiles thought she was hot.
Oh, so you do agree that I'm the number one star?
No, I'm just saying...
Wait, you just said that.
Sometimes, like you chose the one example that kind of, like, outed you as being a weirdo.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. Like, don't you know what Dan Schneider did to those poor children?
But I'm not Dan Schneider. I said I was basically Ariana Grande.
You're right.
You're
worse. You're Jeffrey Epstein.
Aren't you being
okay,
watched by the FBI?
You're back. Anyways.
Yeah, whatever. Anywho.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you're back. Sadly,
yeah,
he's back.
Yippee.
As you guys know, we had a new co-host last week named Pavel. And tragically, he suffered an accident, so he will no longer be able to record. Andre and I were frankly shocked after hearing what happened. He mentioned last week he was going on a camping trip. And thankfully, he sent us the episode before the trip. But he went camping and he suffered a horrible accident, a run into wildlife, where while he was sleeping, a bear snuck into his tent and slit his throat while he was sleeping, and he's in a coma now, but the doctor's pretty much confirmed he'll never be able to speak again. Which, honestly, his voice was pretty fucking annoying, so maybe that's a good thing, but a tragedy for our show, because now Pave's back.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call it much of a tragedy. He was kind of annoying. Name one good quality about him other than he was willing to work for you for free.
Dude,
he
what?
Liked Marvel movies.
You're always so annoying about the oh for free shit. You don't have to be here if you're not happy with not making anything. You know that, right?
Oh, I know, but you know, I'm not, you know, complaining about it or anything. I'm just voicing my opinions, like calling it illegal, almost as illegal as you going into my office and stealing my laptop and opening it up and looking all through my shit. You know,
oh, you didn't like that we looked through your spreadsheet
you
last week?
Do you mean the spreadsheet you edited that you fucking torrented? Like, I have the old version of the spreadsheet, you know.
Okay, what was it before?
It was best movie actors.
That's so not true, because they weren't even actors, some of them.
No, they've been in some stuff. You're just uncultured, it's okay.
No, actually, you're right, I did change it. Changed it to make it look less bad on you, because before it was 10 hottest little boys.
No, you're a goddamn liar, and that's still slander, and I could use this in court against you, by the way.
Can you?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, you're going to use a comedy podcast in court against me.
I will. Don't test
okay.
me.
Okay, yeah.
What about the love letter?
What about the what?
The love letter.
The 10-page love letter you wrote.
That love letter? That wasn't... Okay, he claimed that it was only 10 pages, but yet he only said, like, what, 10 words?
You're so right. I claimed it was only 10, and again, it was, like, 100 pages. And I only said that so I could protect the privacy of and you, oh, my yeah, dear friend. Though,
you know, sadly, I wasn't there to defend myself again. Another episode where it's all about me, I guess, you know. How many episodes do we have of that now?
I'm sorry that you claim that I'm not
the star of the show, you know?
No, I mean, you're not the fucking star. Now. You're the lol cow of the show.
A false information. No. More successful than a lol cow.
More successful. Actually, you're wrong. Chris Chan is known and feared by millions of people. You're respected by nobody.
No, he's feared because no one wants to be around him. They don't want to be sexually assaulted. That's exactly. Why he's feared.
He's infamous. You're neither famous nor infamous. You're simply a neutral party.
Yeah, you're just a nobody.
Who the fuck are you, Andre?
No clout. I'm not saying Andre, I got clout, though.
He's the drip master. I'm not going to argue
that. You will.
Yeah, the drip master bought a BB belt, but fucking...
I'm just going to do my own thing.
Fucking had his shirt drooped over it, all the way over to his knees like a retard.
Knuckles. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah, you're so right. Got a complete dipshit right now.
Everybody in his town knows him because he works at the Walmart, and you're saying he doesn't have clout?
No, everyone in his town knows him because he's the only black family there in that neighborhood.
Exactly, that's more clout than you'll ever have.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, I don't know. I'm known as the only Mexican around this neighborhood.
Well, you still got Hot Topic drip, bro.
That's actually true. Every time we hang out, he has to go to Hot Topic.
So, they have great
2024,
deals.
2024, bro. Come on.
Go back to 2012, man.
They have great deals. Oh, you garbage dive.
The only thing I would do in a Hot Topic
go to a thrift store or something.
Is go get My Chemical Romance minimum. And Linkin Park shirts, and that's about it.
Do you own any?
I have a Linkin Park shirt from like 15 years ago when I went to a concert of theirs.
And it still fits?
I don't think it fits. Should I try it on? I'll try it on after. Man,
it probably will still fit.
I was fat kid, so we'll see. It's all torn up in the back because I used to wear... Nah, never mind. I'm not outing myself on the show.
No, that's all right, man.
No, I'm not going to give away... I'm not going to give any more identifying features of who I possibly could be.
Yeah, as if you didn't fucking have your own, you know, back pictures out there or a picture of both of us at the Five Nights at Freddy's premiere.
Oh, shit. I should probably delete the back picture. You're right. But, what did we talk about last week?
Hot dudes.
Yeah.
Sexy-ass niggas.
We talked about sexy-ass dudes, and the reason for that, obviously, was Pave was gone, so I decided to invade his privacy and make, like, that the entire point of the episode.
To go through my laptop and then, like, even edit through my spreadsheet and make it false?
No. I think just as it was.
I mean, yeah, like, we can look through the data, and it says... most edited by recent, and then it'll show that date it was recorded by. So that's so weird how I was fired.
Yeah, the date I was that out of the office that finalized day, the draft of the spreadsheet
that day. So weird.
That's when you finished.
I mean, you seem so angry. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you hate this week, Piv?
I fucking hate you. What do you mean? What? I hate this week?
Why?
I'm so tired of this bullshit shenanigans you got on, CJ. All about me. Listen.
You're the one Pavel, who wants to be the star of the show.
Listen. You what? Replaced me with Pavel so easy. How many other people do you have that are going to replace me in the future?
I don't know. There's a whole fucking laundry list. Why don't you test me and we'll find out?
All right. We'll find out soon very much, faggot.
Okay. That's fair. Sure. Yeah, the next one might have to be an Indian guy. I don't know.
An Indian guy?
Yeah.
I don't think...
There's a whole country of people who will work for dirt cheap. In fact, there's two whole countries with like 2 billion people in them.
I was going to say maybe a Jew, but they're not very known for being cheap.
Yeah, that and I don't think me and them would be very compatible.
Just let you know, I'm going to sign up to a Jewish church... And I'm going to be putting down your address, so you'll get mail about it. So, good luck with that.
It's kind of evil.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
What about you, Andre? What do you hate?
I don't know. I've been
You're always too happy, man.
I've been in a good mood this week. It's been a good
week. Happy or too boring, like.
Yeah, too boring because I don't hate everything.
I mean,
I'm not emo anymore.
We're supposed to be douchebags.
Sorry.
Too much of a happy guy.
I can be a douchebag in another way.
What way?
By calling
this man's off his fucking ass. You can already tell.
Are you done interrupting?
Under the substance at work. Obvious monkey behavior. I mean,
stop. Don't call my friend a monkey, you fucking big head motherfucker.
Fuck you, short faggot.
Fuck you, big faggot.
Was MODOK talking this whole time?
My headset he was talking. Sorry. It sounded like a buzzing. A buzzing in my ear. Like, my ears were ringing. Just sounded like
Pop the cyst on your fucking head, Pave.
Maybe CJ, you have to walk a little bit closer to your mic. You're a little bit too far away from it. Walk a little bit closer to it. I mean, you are recording from... You're standing on your desk, right? I'm guessing.
No, I'm actually sitting in a chair like a normal person.
With your legs swinging.
Do you record standing because a chair can't support the weight of your fucking head?
No, I'm standing because I have a standing desk, actually.
Why would you? Why would you do that?
Pretentious faggot.
Yeah. I gotta get my cardio up.
Keep the blood flowing.
Sorry, I don't fucking nerd neck like you faggots.
I'm actually leaned back in my chair. I'm actually very relaxed.
Yeah, you're laying down
back
on a lawn chair.
I'm in a beanbag chair.
Exactly.
You hunched over.
Hunched over. Yeah, I'm standing up. I thought it was
What is even that?
God, having a fucking standing chair is like some shit Pavel would do. A standing disc. It's almost like you guys are the same people. Chair. Ignore that.
This nigga retarded.
Why? You're gonna censor that because you're a pussy. I already know.
No,
Pavel would have stood on that shit.
Oh God.
I was only afraid because I thought we were gonna blow up and like, you know. I mean, you could argue there's still time for that, but. I don't know, man.
I think there is time for us to blow up still. We still have it. You know, there's people who record for years with no listeners, okay? We have 8 now. We have 8, okay? If we get those people to just share our shit, like Pave's mom... Pave's aunt.
Pave's mom?
Pave's brother, does he still listen to this?
I don't think so, but I don't him for it.
You said, I don't blame him. He could share it to his friends, though, right?
He's, like, popular with the cool kids. I'm pretty sure he'd be, like, an outcast after that.
No, edgy jokes are popular now. Haven't you seen, like, Instagram reels?
I mean, our reels probably, because they're suggested towards us. You know, not everyone has the same reels as that.
But
that's kind of a shitty fucking analogy, ZJ.
I've seen some that have, like, 1 million views on them or 1 million likes, and they're, like... low-key racist jokes. Like, the kids are coming back, man.
The kids are coming back.
Yeah, the youth is fighting
back. Last time
back.
I went to my hometown, my littlest brother was really racist. He just yelled. I swear to God, I was just outside, garage door open. He just yelled a hard R.
See, the youth is coming back to their senses, like Andre said. I think you should share the podcast with your youngest brother, then.
Fuck no, I'm not doing that.
He said, not a chance.
You guys talk about way too much weird
shit
for that.
How old is he now?
I think like 15, 16.
No. Pave, tell your brother if he shares it with his friends and I see the numbers go up, I'll give him $20.
I'll give him $20
myself. The money that you never get paid.
So he never watches it.
You said what?
I'll just pay him $20 myself just to never watch it.
Pay him $20 to never watch it. You're a horrible co-host.
Would you? Okay, you know what? That's true. We should go send your sisters these podcasts then. I feel like they'd really appreciate the.
No, my sisters don't have any friends, so I can't share it with them.
Why not?
Because then it would be useless. What's the point? At least your brother's popular.
At least they'd fucking like boost our numbers, wouldn't you say? And then our show get suggested more often.
No, I don't
but
think
you
so.
You don't think about it like that.
They're women. They wouldn't even understand it. They'd probably just cry.
I wonder how many female listeners we have. I mean,
I don't think
Nugget listens except, to the podcast a lot.
Except your aunt.
Yeah,
except Nugget should share our fucking shit. I hate that bitch.
I hate her too, man.
That cunt.
Glad we can, like, both all agree on something, you know?
Like, she was on our show and she didn't even go to her army of fucking simps on the Who's Right server to share it. That's fucked.
And then, like, fucking Andre didn't even... He's not even saying anything because he's, like, secretly in love with Nugget.
I'm hitting my vape right now, bro.
He didn't deny
that
it.
That bitch was a yapper.
Didn't deny it.
Didn't... Again, still no denying it.
No deniability.
Some of the conversation was interesting, but 80% of it was yapping.
Yeah, and I had to listen to it over and over and over again, man.
He listened to it, like, 3 times. That was funny as fuck.
It was terrible. Like, I hated it, every second of it. And Nugget, if you're listening to this, I don't like you.
Yep.
Sorry, that was a little mean, but...
It's okay.
I said my piece.
Do you guys want to get into the spreadsheet now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get it.
Okay. Wait, did I even say what I hated?
No.
I didn't. How did we go from things we hate to whatever that was?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It was because... I said that Andre's not enough of a douchebag, and then he proceeded to be a douchebag to Pave. And then we both kind of jumped Pave like cowards.
I mean, he kind of brought upon himself.
Is that self-reflection I'm doing? Can't possibly be.
I just think you're mischaracterizing what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
We were just putting Pave in his place.
What do I hate this week? I mean, Pave is a given. I always hate him. I guess
yeah,
I could
that's
say
that's like a freebie.
Yeah. I hate the heat. It's hot as fuck and it makes my balls sweaty. I think
Isn't
that could
it
be
like over 100.
Yeah, I think it was like 107 today. Wherever I may be. Yeah, yeah. It was about 107. Okay. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into the spreadsheet. No one wants to hear me talk about the weather like Pave did those several times.
Right there.
Talking about the snow, how, oh, I love the snow. And then,
everyone loves snow.
Cold.
Who the fuck gives a shit about talking about the heat? Tell me.
They would probably think it was funny that I got sweaty and my abs were glistening in the heat.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, super funny. Ha ha.
And I lifted up my shirt to wipe the sweat off of my face. All sexy like.
Yeah, and then another torta walked by and said, too short.
Damn.
Do I take down tortas at this point?
Yeah. Dude.
They're underrated, bro.
They're underrated. I might have to. I don't know. She would have to be a bad fucking torta, though.
All I'm saying is that you need a spar before you start going into the big fights.
You're right. If she ain't 280, she ain't a lady, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
As bars.
Now just make sure you're able to carry her.
Probably.
Don't go too far.
I think maybe like 500 would be my limit. Maybe 6.
Damn. I don't think that's a torta, bro.
What is that?
It's morbidly obese.
That's a burrito, I don't know.
That's a torta deluxe.
Yeah.
Tortorito. Okay, but
fucking
anyways.
Chimichanga.
This week. So last week was technically the Pride special, but we decided in order to celebrate our LGBTQ brothers and sisters in arms, that we would do 2 Pride specials. So this week, we're going to be ranking gay things. From bottom to top, we have single-ply toilet paper, Gatorade, Gaydar, hand sanitizer, gay men, super tight jeans, gamers, people who do cardio, Target, and in the number one spot, we have Mini Coopers. For the attributes this week, we have speech, intellect, reading, math, dildo size, pride, lubricant, edging, looseness, metrosexual, so-so-fuckingness, protection, handsome, Andre slash Palestine, and make-a-wish. Do we have any questions about the things on the left? So, the categories this week.
Why is Gatorade on this list?
It has gay in the name.
Why are people who do cardio on the list?
Because people who do cardio are gay.
Explain.
Any other questions?
Not about the things on the left.
Nothing about single ply toilet paper.
No, that's sure understandable. Like given, you know, single ply.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if, like, it'll rip and your finger slips in your butthole. Like,
yeah, that's our audience isn't children. You don't have to explain it, CJ.
I was just making sure. I think
shit.
The one fan I've talked to was severely autistic, so just had to make sure he understood.
Wasn't he also Albanian?
Yeah, but that motherfucker was also a liar, and he lives here in the United States.
Yeah.
I think he said he was going back to the motherland, and that's probably why he hasn't texted me in a while.
Back to the motherland?
Yeah. He said he was going on I think he said he was going on vacation there or something, but... Yeah, that guy's a little bit of a nut job. He scares me a bit.
And he's one of our fans. Can you believe that?
Yeah. What about for the things at the top? The attributes. Do we have any questions about those?
The fuck is Andre / Palestine mean?
Yeah.
That's how likely Andre would be to send those things to Palestine.
And what the hell does Sosa fuckingness mean?
How much Sosa would either fuck those things or use those things to fuck?
Well, so far I'm seeing like some nines and fours, so honestly that's not accurate, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, yeah, everything else is pretty straightforward, I'd say. We have any problems right off the bat?
Super tight jeans. I think the intellect should go up.
Why should the intellect go up for super tight jeans?
Because skinny jeans is like max tier swag.
But like, we're talking about like the picture, that tight? Do you even have the leg size to be able to pull them off?
You want me to show you?
I got you. I mean, I guess.
You basically just asked me for fit pick.
Okay, look.
Is there a fucking pants tight enough for your skinny ass legs?
Clearly, nigga. If I could wear them.
Is there fucking twig size? That's
a dumb ass question, bro.
Every
that's crazy.
Fucking pants I've seen you in, they've been baggy as hell. Like, are those the skinny pants you've been talking about?
No. Pave, everything just looks loose on him because he's that skinny.
Yeah.
He gets fucking tights and they look like... like those fucking, I don't know, pants.
I was about to say, every single clothes that I've seen you have, like, been baggy.
They look like bootcut
jeans,
pants.
My ass. Yeah.
Now I gotta show you the skinny True Religion jeans.
Oh, no. Okay, but... Yeah, the intellect should go up because it's fashionable. Wasn't that like 10 years ago, maybe, that it would have been fashionable? Like 10, 12 years ago, like Party Rock Anthem era?
Yeah, but I feel like they could be brought back for sure.
I don't know. Bro, honestly, when all this like this new fashion trend started coming out and people were wearing loose-ass clothes, I think Billie Eilish started it. Like, I thought it was dumb as fuck. But now, like, if I see a dude who's wearing like super tight jeans, I'm like, oh shit. He's out of touch right now. Like, I don't think he's fitted up anymore. You think he can be brought back? he's not a follower.
Yeah.
People also just don't buy pants or like clothes. They just like sometimes just keep on wearing the same thing and they just like outgrow them sometimes.
They thrift everything or go through like a dumpster to find whatever looks the dirtiest.
Yeah, they go through a dumpster, I guess, because they can't even afford a thrift store pants.
Yeah, I mean, in this economy? No, not in Biden's economy. Thanks, by the way, Piv.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Want to go to Gatorade for Sosa fuckingness?
Gatorade for Sosa fucking... Honestly, yeah, why is that so low? He would use that as fucking, like, lubricant and lubricant. To, like, fuel up mid-sex.
And then, like, for the for single-ply TP at 4, like, he'd use that to, like, clean off himself and then the thing he's fucking.
You said the thing. Yeah, you're right. That's not a hard argument at all. You just... You took the two easiest ones.
And then Gator, like, isn't he, like, didn't he do Femboys and Trans?
Yeah, you're right. That's 20 as well. Actually, I don't know. I think Gator could go down because he says that fucking a trans girl isn't gay even if they have a penis.
But this isn't his math. This is your math. And don't you say that trans and femboys are gay?
Yeah, but that would mean his gaydar is bad.
So if the gaydar is high, is that
straight? That means... Yeah, that means that he wouldn't... Well, okay. The attribute means how much he would use that thing to fuck.
Oh.
Is it gaydar or physical?
So grinder.
Oh, he could use grinder, and that is a gaydar, so...
Yeah, basically.
I mean, no, in my head, I was thinking that gaydar is kind of like a mental thing. Like, you know when you look at someone and you're like, damn, that motherfucker's gay as fuck? That's the gaydar. But it could also be a physical thing, like grinder, like Pave was talking about.
Dude, grinder scares me so much. I was hanging out with my gay friend, and he was just showing me these men that were, like, matching on him with grinder, and, like, they would say, like, oh, 2 miles away, 300 feet away, fucking... Actually showing exact location.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? What would you do if, like, you popped up on that app and he matched with you?
Right then and there. I wouldn't pop up on that app because I'm not on the app.
Didn't sound very convincing.
I mean, you can go through my phone if you want.
What'd you say?
You can go through my phone if you want.
Oh, I mean, I already went through your computer, so why... Why not, right?
And guess what? You already didn't find anything. You just torrented everything.
I did go through your email, and I saw, like, Grindr notifications in there.
Oh, so even more illegal stuff that you just admitted. Thank you, CJ.
There's just more stuff to use
on the case that I'll have against you, you know, once this show goes down.
It's illegal to look through your emails on your computer?
It's illegal to look through my personal information. Thank you.
I mean, it was a work computer with a work email, so I'm your boss. I kind of have the authority to do that.
It was my personal laptop, dude, that had my name written on it.
It had your name written on a sticker, like a company sticker, the We Are Douchebags LLC.
No, I literally had it engraved in that laptop. That was a special laptop, bro.
Your dying grandma gave it to you?
My dying grandpa, actually.
Oh. I mean, you could call it whatever, but at the end of the day, you did donate it to the company, so it became company property.
I didn't donate it to the company. You kicked me out, and I forgot it on my desk. And when I said, oh, I need exactly. to come back for my laptop, you're like, oh, no, goodbye.
Yeah, you donated it. Exactly.
My God.
You know what they say, right? Like, when you throw something away... Like, it becomes public property. Anybody could go grab it. Like, that's why, like, dumpster diving is, like, illegal. Or is legal. Because you can just go grab shit.
Wait, repeat that? Repeat that, editor? What did he just say?
Illegal. Illegal. Dumpster diving is illegal. No, you're not gonna... you're not gonna play me. My little slip up. Okay. It's illegal. Because if you didn't want it anymore, then, like, someone else has every right to take it.
Okay, just cool. This definitely won't be edited at all, so.
Okay, whatever. As long as you don't have me saying, I have committed many crimes, and this is me admitting to all of them. Like, okay. As long as you don't have me saying something fucked up, like, we'll be okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so.
What does looseness mean? That totally just brushed past me.
That's how loose the asshole is of the person using that thing or that person.
People who do cardio, why is that only at a zero for that? Like, a lot because... of people who do cardio just fart a lot because their assholes would get loose.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking because they're constantly doing cardio, their leg muscles are jacked, so that would in turn make their butthole tighter.
But not while they're running. You have more of a chance to shit yourself while you're running.
That's true.
What Didn't do we put it at? Did you see that fucking picture of that marathon?
Yeah, that one
had
lady
shit coming down her legs. Yeah,
that shit is so disgusting, bro. What do we put it at? Like a
15.
If it's 15.
If it's that bad to shit yourself, imagine how loose it is.
What do you think, Andre?
15. I agree with the logic.
Fuck. Okay. Damn. That wouldn't put fucking people who do cardio at the gayest over gay men.
It's a good thing I stopped doing cardio.
Metrosexual should go up as well, I think.
Metrosexual for people who do cardio?
Yeah, put it to 20.
That's fair. I feel like if you're not gay when you do cardio, you're at the bare minimum metrosexual.
You changed it for gamers.
You put it on for tight jeans, nigga. What the fuck was...
No, I didn't. See, if you're gonna...
You did it for gamers.
Yeah, if you're gonna insult my spreadsheet skills, at least get your insult right.
I'm sorry, this is just like a lot to
look at.
That's
pay for you.
That's a pavoment.
Keep your 2 cents, all right?
That's our pave.
Either way, you've been working on spreadsheets for how long now and you still can't get it right?
You've been working on podcasts for how long and you still can't fucking... Whatever, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been recording
hand sanitizer?
This... Yeah.
Put Andre Palestine to 15. I'm gonna send humanitarian aid.
Everything else should just go down to zero because I don't see Andre sending anything to Palestine.
I'll send them super tight jeans as well. Put that up to 20.
They wouldn't be able to fight. They wouldn't be able to fucking squat down and pick up their dying teammates.
They're dying children.
It's not for the soldiers, it's for the civilians.
So they can't run when they're being mowed down by Israelis?
Bombed. Yeah.
Beautiful.
You're fucked up, man.
I mean, if that's that ends up being a byproduct of that, sure.
You just want them to be dripped
out. That's
going
to have to be the cost. Yeah.
You're trying to bring it back? You're trying to bring it back? So you're sending it to Palestine because you know all the like trendy bitches are hopping on that shit.
On God, one war zone at a time. It'll take over.
Isn't there like another genocide happening in Africa too? Maybe you should send skinny jeans that way too.
Should I? Might. I'll have to do some research. I've never heard about that.
Oh, and the fucking... how the Chinese are like killing or locking up Muslims. Send them to the Muslims too.
I'm gonna keep a list.
Of all the places.
Do some research tonight, yeah.
All the places suffering so you could send them skinny jeans.
Yeah.
That's going to do so much for them in battle.
It doesn't have to be about battle.
It might give them the push they need to fight back.
Exactly.
They'll feel so confident.
It's a morale booster.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get in all the hoes they want.
Although they would be pulling bitches from the other side and it would make so many like Romeo and Juliet stories that would stop all the conflicts nationwide or like worldwide.
Exactly. Or like make them like stronger soldiers because they need to get back to their wife.
The jeans would be so tight that it would reinforce them standing.
Oh God. It's like kind of like armor.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to like put up in Andre Palestine?
Gamers, I think I should put that down.
Oh, you wouldn't want to sacrifice them?
Nah.
What do we put it to?
Put it to 9.
Okay, so you'll still 9, send a bunch, but just not.
That's like depending on how I feel.
That's still a high number, dude. You know that, right?
If it's like Redditors, he'd send them.
Type shit.
Okay. I feel like they could use people who do cardio because you want soldiers who could like walk long distances and stuff like that. It's at 17. Do you think it would need to go up?
Yeah. Put it to 20.
Okay.
Well, if you do cardio, sorry, you're going to Palestine.
That's fine. They'll survive.
And Target, is that like the whole store?
Yeah, it's the entire store.
Alright, raise... I'll put some Targets in Palestine as well.
Yeah, but like, don't have it free. They still have to pay for shit.
Yeah.
What would it be? 20?
20, yeah.
That's retarded.
I love
dude.
The idea of just
Twitter...
fucking airdropping Targets. It's what you active war is.
I'm just gonna gentrify Palestine.
Targets is just gonna get bombed down everywhere.
No, they would avoid them. They don't want an international crisis.
They have a missile defense system.
No. Since the Jews would be attacking them, they'd already be invested in those targets, so they'd leave them alone and they would become like safe havens for the Palestinians.
Oh yeah, because Target has such good prices, they wouldn't want to get rid of them.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to get rid of all the profit. Were you going to say before, though, Pave?
I was going to say that's really fucking stupid because, like, every single Target would be just obliterated and you'd lose a lot of money.
No, but I think he thought this through. He knew that the Jewish community of Israel would be heavily invested in Target.
So you're not going to send any gay men to Palestine?
Send them to their death?
Yeah, because every fucking LGBTQ faggot that loves, like, free Palestine is just, like, not going to get executed as soon as they land there or anything, right? Send them there.
I'm not going to send them to their death.
Why not?
Put that down, actually. Put it to a two.
It's Pride Month, bro. How could you be so fucking insensitive?
Exactly. Shaking my head.
Two. You would send some, but that's only... Right, it's only for the other gay men that are already there, so they have company.
Can you explain metrosexual?
You don't know what metrosexual is?
No.
It means that... So metrosexual is a man who acts gay but isn't gay. So like a dude who like really takes care of themselves and does cardio and likes going to the mall. But they're not actually gay. So that's how much metrosexuality like applies to these things.
I knew a dude that like really loved to act gay and he loved drinking Gatorade every single day.
Ooh.
So put that up in metrosexual.
Yeah, that definitely puts that number up.
You are just on hand sanitizer.
Nick, bro. I was finding it, okay? Can you get off my ass? I'm tired of you, bro. You've been back for one episode and I'm already tired of your shit.
Protection.
I think math. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say protection for gamers? Why is it only out of 4?
Because gamers don't get laid, so they wouldn't be using condoms.
I think that's high. That number is a little bit too high, though.
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, but I think you might be right.
Good, too.
Two? Yeah, like, put it... I think it could even go down to a 1, because it's like 1 in 10 gamers maybe get laid. If even that, we could put it down to 0.5.
I hope you won on super tight jeans.
Can you shut up? Can you kill yourself, please? You're not the spreadsheet master, okay? You're the fucking editing master. So you need to learn your place.
He's even a master at that.
What little skill he has, I will qualify him as a master just out of pure, like, pity.
Out of pity?
I've never seen editing skills, Andre, believe it or not. I've heard your music before, and I gotta say, I've heard better.
I've never made music, bro.
Not anymore, since you quit, since you were so bad at it. Or sorry.
No, like, I never made music at all.
Stop being a liar.
Like, at all.
Don't try and, like,
save your ass for it. Andre, to be fair, you did freestyle rap a couple times. But that was goated, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Wait, I think he's talking about a mix I made.
Is he talking about the diss track we made against him?
Maybe. Mm. Is that what you're talking about, Pave?
Nope. Well, that was also shit. You're not wrong about that, but...
Pave, I will literally write a diss track against you right now.
I think everyone would just click off the podcast if you started doing that again.
If I started freestyle rapping?
Yeah.
I think they'd actually enjoy that.
We'll leave in the comments below if you'd like to hear CJ rapping or not.
We don't have a YouTube channel. There's no comments. Retard.
Send us a DM seeing if you want to hear CJ rap again. Why for yes and for no?
I literally don't even have to check because I know they would want me to.
Please don't put me through editing that bullshit again. That's all I ask.
Shut the fuck up, bro. I'm tired of you. I've said that like 3 times. I'm already tired of you. I'm sick of you.
Sick and tired, but you won't take any medicine.
You make me sounds like you a make new me problem. Sick in my stomach, fam.
My word.
Yeah, my word, cheesed. Fam. If you're from Toronto, we want you on the show. Please, 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 please. But you have to be like one of those ghetto Toronto people who talks like that.
What, fam? You're cheesed in it.
Cheese fam. I want
a person from Toronto to read me a bedtime story to sleep.
And they just replace random words with slang?
Yeah.
Like I said, he was very angry. He was very cheesed.
She was a beautiful woman. She's a bare fine galdem.
Oh, God. What the shit?
Okay.
Bare fine minute. Why is protection for Mini Coopers only at 8? I feel like it should go to 0.
Because I feel like the people who would drive in Mini Coopers would be the type to use protection.
I think the exact opposite. I feel like they wouldn't use protection.
Really? You think so? Yeah, I only know one.
Fuck would they get blade with a Mini Cooper, dude?
I only knew it's 2 one. Dudes. I knew one wrong. Person with a Mini Cooper, and she was one of the most fucking like nice people ever. But not to talk, not to subtweet, but she definitely would have used protection.
She's the exception of the rule.
She's the exception.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anytime I think of Mini Coopers, I think of just a wholesome motherfucker now.
I'm thinking of like 2 mid-20 gay dudes fucking bareback in the backseat. Oh,
God. Okay, what'd you say? It should go down to 0?
Yeah, to 0.
Oh, no. That's horrible. The only reason it's not in the negatives is because of that one girl I knew.
Hasn't Target done Make-A-Wish foundations before?
I think probably. Ugh. But that's how much a Make-A-Wish kid would want that thing. You think a Make-A-Wish kid would, like, want to go into an unlimited shopping spree at Target? I don't see for what. Oh, yeah. They wouldn't get toys, to live to Legos, enjoy any of that stuff.
Why else do you go to Target? Exactly. That's why Target is giving it to a dying child, because they're not going to be having it for too long. Oh,
they'll just take it back?
Yeah.
It'll be like, half of it will be unused, so yeah. What should that go up to?
15,
okay. Target, Make-A-Wish, 15. Fair. That makes sense. I mean, I don't know. I still think a Make-A-Wish kid wouldn't want to go on a Target spree. They always ask to go see celebrities or, like, to make a memory.
The Rock.
Yeah. Like, they don't want, like, things.
They'll just go on a Target gift spree with fucking Iron Man or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Since you put it like that, that wins the argument. Going to Target with their favorite celebrity wins the argument.
Then they can get, like, a little personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut after.
Bro, I love those shits. Those were so good.
How much were they? The fuck? I wish.
They're ridiculously expensive. I think they're like, I think you could get an actual pizza for what they sell them for. I think they're like 8 or like $6 or some shit. $7.
That's criminal.
Exactly. That shit is horrible. I went to Target like 2 weeks ago with my sister and she wanted to like get a, what did she want? A pretzel or something? And I was going to get a pizza, and I looked at the price, and I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I remember when I used to work at the arts and crafts store, there was a Target in that shopping center. And I would walk over sometimes during my lunch to get food. And I would waste, like, half of my hour's pay, or, like, an entire hour's pay on the food there. Ridiculous.
Crazy.
That is just so depressing thinking about it like that. Like, wow, I just like spent an hour's worth of work on this fucking shitty meal.
On this little pan pizza.
Yeah.
The That's size of my so hand. Bad. Yeah, that is pretty bad.
I think.
Didn't somebody have a problem with math?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I said for gamers.
You think, what's wrong with math for gamers?
I think it should go up.
Why would it go up?
I feel like gamers are usually good at math.
I don't think so. Everybody's a gamer now. Even women are gamers now.
I would say a good amount
of gamers. Yeah, but they're always seeing numbers.
That's true. Like, damage numbers, but they don't, like, add it up.
I'm pretty sure they do if they're going to, like, for example, if they want to boost their stats, they're going to have to read and, like, do math on certain items that will boost their stats and see which ones are better. They do their own certain type of math, for sure.
Okay, I could put it up to maybe an 8. Is that fair?
I'd say a 9.
I think 8's a good...
Okay, that's two of us today. I know some
gamers that are bad at math.
Like me. Like, when I play Destiny 2, I don't do any math. Like, Matthew yells at me because...
Matthew yells at you. I was just about to say...
Matthew yells at me for not optimizing my build, but I'm just casual, like, dad player now. So I don't know what's going on anymore. Like, bro, that game is so fucking complicated now. Like, when was it? Like, 8 years ago when I was still playing Destiny 2? That shit was... It was simple. Right? Now they have all these artifacts and you have certain builds. Like, okay, whatever. I'll just throw on whatever looks cool. He got mad at me because I didn't have any mods on my armor. He's like, dude, you don't have any mods on your armor. And I was like, well, if I'm going to switch it out, what's the point? He's like, oh my god, you're fucking retarded. I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm stuck on Destiny 2 from like 4 years ago when they didn't have any of that shit.
Just got to get with the times.
Yeah, I do. I'm boomer pilled. I was still using a bubble and nobody's used bubble in like 6 years.
You are cooked. You are unk status.
I am officially unk status in Destiny 2, yeah. I'll fully admit that, and I'm proud of it, because I'm going to rock a fucking bubble wherever I go. I know you guys don't understand that, but... Well, you do,
nerd.
Pave, don't you? You remember the bubble from D1?
Yeah.
Think okay, so. So you like don't.
A shield, right?
Yeah, okay, okay. And you, Andre, you never played the D. You never hopped on the D before.
Yeah, except I have no idea what the hell are you talking about.
That one, like, 2 week little thing that we went on where I made you install it and then played with you like twice and never played with you again.
Andre will never touch any game like that's not League.
Nigga, I don't want to play that lame ass Dark and Darker game, bro. Get Tarkov, bro.
Buy it for me. I'm not fucking getting Tarkov.
Andre, I will send you $200 for Destiny 2 and all the DLCs.
Word?
No.
Word?
No. When's your birthday? Didn't it already pass?
No, it's in like months. September, yeah.
Okay, possibly in 2 months.
2 months is August, buddy.
August.
I will send you $200 for Destiny 2 and all the DLC if you play with me and Matthew.
I'm down for that. If I'm being paid to do it, sure.
You said if I'm being... You're basically a prostitute. Well,
if you're buying it for me.
Fucking moocher, man. Fucking panhandling right here.
I didn't ask for it. He offered.
Okay, but if I end up backing... Well, I should be rich by then. Okay, maybe. You're going to be moving out here, so...
Are we all done with the numbers?
Are we... Didn't you say that reading for gamers should go up too?
Yes.
Okay, absolutely, we can put that at a 9 because there's a lot of lore in Destiny 2.
Well, no, I think you should put it up because a lot of gamers have to do reading to understand anything, especially how to even play the game.
Okay, 18.
Okay, that's good enough.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get into the mystery category.
All right.
Whoa, what the fuck? What?
Destiny 2 players.
Did somebody hack my shit? Hold on, I can't change it. Destiny, well, okay, they have the lowest score, so I guess Destiny 2 players aren't gay. No,
dildo size needs to be a 20, pride at a 20, math 20 as well, because you have to add up, like, you know, all the new items that always release and shit.
Okay, that's fair. Hold on. Wait. You're going too fast, okay?
Sorry, I really need to shit.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. Speech, that has to go up, because you have to be a good communicator in order to do raids. Intellect, I am a retard. Look, Destiny 2 players are the most retarded people on Earth because they get scammed out of their money every year for between at least $60 to $100 for the new DLC, and the game is always shit. So they're complete retards. And yeah, on top of that, I'm a Titan main, so that makes, like, I eat crayons. So I think intellect's good at 2, or negative 2.
The dildo size should also go up, because that all the Destiny 2 players do is get fucked over and over again.
That's completely fair and reasonable, yeah.
Pride 20, because they have pride skins on Destiny.
They don't have pride stuff, but they had a pride, like, emblem. Fuck.
Edging should go up as well.
Why edging?
Don't the raids take a while?
They do, also... They take, like, hours. Every time you get edging. You get good loot, it's basically like edging. Like, doing the stuff is like edging until completion, which is when you finally get the good loot. What do you think that should be?
How long do raids usually take?
Like a 12.
12? Raids can usually take... I don't know, some of them get done kind of quick. Like, 2 to 4 hours, maybe? I don't know, it depends on your group.
That's quick?
That's quick.
2 hours is quick.
Wow, yeah, fuck no. 17.
Okay.
Protection at a negative 20. No, I think it should go all the way to 20, because all the Destiny 2 players...
Why? But Destiny 2 players don't have sex. Men.
If they don't wear condoms, then they're going to get an STD.
Yeah, but they don't have sex. So they don't need protection.
If they were to have sex... They wouldn't use protection.
Why do you say that?
I was asking you.
Oh, if they...
Do you think they wouldn't use protection?
I don't think so, no. Not the Titans. Maybe the Warlocks. I don't think Hunters would either. I think, if anything, only Warlocks. So a third of the fan base would use protection.
Andre, are you going to send Destiny 2 players to Palestine?
Yeah.
How many are you going to send? All of them?
No, like, a good chunk, like 40%.
40%, so, yeah. So that'd be like a 10?
Yeah, I say 10.
Okay.
This category makes you feel so powerful.
Being able to send troops and supplies to an active war zone.
Just banish people to Palestine. Or send things.
I think metrosexual should go to 20, because a lot of Destiny 2 players are kind of gay.
It's already at a 9,
though.
I knew one Destiny 2 player that used a plunge as a dildo.
Oh, fuck, you're right. I forgot about that. That's a 20. Him alone brought metrosexual up to a 20. Do you think he used lubricant? I don't think he used lubricant when he did that.
No, I'm pretty sure he did. I thought he said he used lotion.
No, you're right.
I don't remember that detail.
That's a 7. It's not the best, but it was something.
I think it should be... I think it should be 11. A lot of people use lotion.
But it was only him. I don't think other, like, Destiny 2 players are using lubricant when they're getting fucked over by Bungie.
But they don't use lubricant when they're jerking off while edging to the raids?
No, they're typically a very painful experience.
Alright, and make a wish?
0.
That's actually not true. I'm pretty sure... So there's a gun in Destiny where it was, like, a dying fan... Like, did some shit, and they put a gun in the game to, like, commemorate that person.
Oh, fucking hell yeah, then 20. That's a 20 easy.
But I don't know if it was Make-A-Wish. It was some, like, dying person's thingy.
Well, still, that's, like, a wish. If I'm pretty sure, like, every Destiny 2 player has cancer anyways. I'm pretty sure they would want something about them in the game, so the countless hours that they spend was worth something.
That's true.
Can you raise up, can you lower down? I think negative 17 is a little bit too harsh. Can you just, like, put it to, like, a negative 3 or something? I don't think it's not that ugly.
I mean, I am a Destiny 2 player. I could probably single-handedly raise it to a 15, but that wouldn't really help me out. If you took all of the Destiny 2 players and put them against me in terms of attractiveness, I think the number would still come out to like a positive 15.
I think it should go to maybe a 5. If you're there, then yeah, definitely a 5, but 15 too high. You're being compared to like ogres, so of course you're going to shine.
That's true. You know, ogres are a type of enemy in the game too. So if I'm literally being compared to actual ogres, I guess 5.
I think I'm done.
You think you're done?
Yeah, I think I'm done.
You, Andre, do you have any other complaints?
I've for single ply TP.
Yeah.
Lower it to 10 for Andre Palisson.
I love that you're focusing on that category. He's trying to send them 2-ply at least.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the Warzone victims to suffer any more than they have to.
He's sending Mini Coopers and Target, but can't send fucking single ply.
They could use the Mini Coopers in combat.
All right.
Imagine going to war in a fucking Mini Cooper.
That'd be fucking sick. A Mini Cooper like an
armored front.
Armored like fucking missile, Mini Cooper.
Missile turret on the back.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That'd go hard as fuck. If we could put it over 20, I would, because that goes hard as shit. Okay. If that's everything, I'm gonna go ahead and order them.
Yeah.
How do I do that? Hold up. The spreadsheet master is having some type of problems right now. Why is...
I could tell you who won. I've already done the math.
Oh, you did the math already?
Yeah, I already did the math. The winner this week is Destiny 2 players. They're the most gay things.
What the fuck?
Well, the math doesn't lie, dude.
I think it was rigged a little bit. You guys did go a little bit hard on D2 players.
Oh, you know a lot about rigging, right?
No, I'm not a rigger, okay? I'm not a fucking rigger. Don't call me that. Look. I may say that I'm going to hop on the D every single time I play that game, but I don't mean it like that. I spend countless hours on the D every single week, and I've probably spent, I think in like my first D, I spent three hours of my life on that thing. No, not 3 hours, 3 months of real life time on the D. Okay. I don't even know how much time I've spent on the next D. It's just like addicting. I love getting on there and playing.
Happy Pride
Month,
dude. I'm so happy you're coming out to us.
What are you talking about?
You're a slut, bro.
Yeah.
What? I don't get what you guys are saying. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. It was an excellent week. I'd say if Pave wasn't here, it would have been like a 10 out of 10 episode, but he is here, so sadly.
I hear you drooling over yourself, you knuckle scraper.
You're a fucking window licker, okay? So you can shut the fuck up. thank you guys for listening. Go ahead. Please, I am begging you, share our shit. I'm tired of being a fucking nobody. Please. We need a Patreon with one person on it so we can make $5 a month. Please.
Aunt, all right? Please send us money.
Share our shit. Okay? Follow us on social media. Harass Pave on Twitter, and thank you.
I have a Twitter now. I made a Twitter and I'm like posting shit. I think I'm posting a couple bangers, to be honest.
wonderful. Andre still has no social media, so he's still inactive on everything.
Done for the show, so
yeah.
But thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Catch you next week. Oh, also, Straight Speak should be back soon. So look out for that as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.